From the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Betsy Smith. The Unbound Book Festival in Columbia runs from April 19th to the 21st and features several local authors. Allison Kofelt lives in Columbia. We talked about her book, Maps Are Lines We Draw, A Road Trip Through Haiti. You've written many essays and you work with film and audio, and then you just published your first book, which came out last month. What made you want to write a book?
I think that for me, writing has been something that I've always really loved. It was something that I loved doing when I was, you know, even in school, and it was required. And so working on this book, it's taken 5 years. And some of those other pieces, like the audio and getting more involved in creative nonfiction film through True False, though I don't make films, they've come over the course of me writing the book. So writing has always been a central part of my creative life, of my creative adult life, I should say.
And so what was your inspiration in writing this book?
So I became interested in Haiti in high school. I talk about this a little bit in the book. I read about Haiti in high school, and I kind of had this convergence of things where I was reading about some place that had had a lot of U.S. intervention and had had a connected history with the United States, but that not many people knew about those sort of more hidden histories. And then I also was reading and learning more about social justice type topics around this time that I was beginning to get interested in like things kind of beyond my own small high school world. So it was this convergence of different things in my life coming together that sparked my interest in Haiti. Then I waited quite a long time. I didn't travel to Haiti until 2013. I was interested in it for almost 10 years before I went. And I had been reading about it, and I got involved with different organizations over, like after reading about it in high school. I stayed involved with different nonprofits who were working in Haiti in college, and then eventually did go in 2013. And that's where much of the book, the plot of the book, kind of comes from, this road trip that I took. I think ultimately this book comes down to a sense of connection between something that you feel might be very far from you, or that you might be very isolated from. And the book really seeks to blur the line between what feels far and what feels close. And I feel like at this particular political moment, it's really important for so many of us to be thinking about those things, to be thinking about the ways that we're connected, whether it's through water or through policy or through air or whatever it is, the ways that we're connected to the other people that we share the planet with. So I think for me, this book really comes down to a sense of connection with some place that might be overlooked. And I feel like that's something that I'm really happy to be thinking about right now and to be talking about publicly right now.
That was local author Allison Kofelt talking about her book, Maps Are Lines We Draw, A Road Trip Through Haiti. From the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Betsy Smith.